The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
A long time ago, in a reality not yet known, some things happened. But not quite as they had been intended to happen. Oh yeah, some of you may remember me. I'm GD. I used to be a regular member of this cast, but I moved on. Well, what's about to do? You can't keep doing the same stuff over and over and over. That's just boring. Anyway, I'm in this episode for no apparent reason. Just accept it and go with it. All I can say is, reality is on the blink again. Par for the course for this series. Okay, with that said, our story resumes.
It was all right there in front of me. I thought I had the perfect hand. I had the Ace of Diamonds and the Ace of Hearts, and I was sure I also had the Ace of Spades. Oh, nothing could go wrong. But then it happened. Big Jack Johnson of the SS Squig had somehow been dealt all 13 spades. Do you know how impossible it is to get dealt all 13 spades? But as luck would have it, that's just what happened for him. The odds of that are astronomical. But there it is. I lost the whole thing. Big Jack Johnson won the bridge tournament, and I, BJ Zant, lost. I've never lost anything in my life until now. I didn't get where I am today by losing, you know.
Oh, BJ, it's okay. It was only a game.
Only a game, she says. Only a game, not just a game to me, Harmony. To me, it was everything.
You see, he's inconsolable, Pierre.
I can see that, Harmony, but we still have a station to run. Do you hear me, BJ? We need to collect ourselves and just get on with the business of running Camden Belt Station.
Oh, I don't care about that anymore. You run it, Pierre. You can run it right into the ground for all I care.
Really? Over a card game?
Look, Pierre, you don't understand. That game was the make-or-break game for my career as it stands. And I lost. Not only did I lose a game, I lost a tournament. I lost face, Pierre. And I can no longer show my face aboard my own space station. So, you go and run it, Pierre. Do as you will. It's up to you now.
Up to me? Moi is in charge?
Yes, 100%.
Will that include a title?
Oh, why not?
A new uniform?
If you like.
A big fat pair eyes?
If for no other reason than to shut you up, Pierre, yes. Anything you want.
Anything? I mean, anything, BJ? Even an expensive upgrade paid for by the company?
Oh, sure. Have the upgrade on me, Pierre. Anything to end this whole dreadful conversation.
Well, Bichet, I don't know what to say, except that I humbly accept your offer.
What is that look on your face, Plating Pierre? You don't seem unhappy at the boss's plight. In fact, you seem rather pleased with yourself. Like the cat who swallowed the canary.
This is my big chance, Harmony. The moment in my life that I have been waiting for. Now I am the big, big boss. Ah, Pierre Aubergenois, I'm finally somebody. And as my first act as a big, big boss of Camden Port Station, to mark the occasion of my transcendence to greatness, I am going to become the bot I've always wanted to be.
Oh dear.
Robots of the company.
Oh boy.
It's in the program. Bite me.
You are listening to the special extended edition of Robots of the Company, episode number 96, The Big, Big Boss, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Attention! Attention, everybody! The latest arrival has... arrived. Shuttle 94 has just docked. Be ready to receive our newest guests. Plus, what do you think of my newest voice? Pretty neat, huh? Have a nice day, everybody.
Aw, crap. The big, big boss is here. You're on the station. I'm so screwed.
Try and relax, Biggs. It'll be fine, honey.
Daisy? On this day in particular, do not call me honey. Especially in front of the big, big boss. Please!
Sure, but I don't know what you're so nervous about. I mean, so what? The big, big boss is coming here to Cannon Port. He...
Or she.
Right. He or she is just another bot. Just like you or me.
No, Daisy. You know who this is. And you know what this person is capable of. The big, big boss could... Well, they could end us all. On a whim, Daisy. No. Everything must be absolutely perfect. Or it's curtains for me. Got it? Oh, there they are. They're here. The big boss and the big, big boss.
It's okay, Biggs. You'll get through it. Just relax and I'll answer the door.
No, wait. I just need a moment to collect myself.
Just take a deep breath, Biggs.
I'm a bot. I don't take breaths, Daisy, deep or otherwise.
It's just a saying, hon. I mean, you could try it just this once. It might help.
Right. I suppose it is worth a shot. What's this? No, it's not. I can't seem to stop it.
Relax, Biggs. You're hyperventilating. You're trying too hard. Just take it easy. I better get that.
Take it easy, she said. That's easy for you to say.
Dr. Diabolical has arrived. Don't just stand there looking dumbfounded. I am Dr. Diabolical, und Diabolical is me. Dr. Philbert had to attend some other business on the other side of the solar system. So I am here in this place as the new big boss. Und I have brought the big, big boss.
Welcome to our humble home.
Thank you. Now, disappear, Liebchen. The grown-ups have business to discuss.
No need to be rude.
Daisy, let's do as he says, okay?
Sure, Biggs. I'll be in the other room if you need me.
We won't.
What?
I mean, thanks, Daisy. Please, excuse us now.
That's more like it, if you'll excuse me.
So, like my, girlfriend said, welcome to our humble home. I mean, welcome to Camden Point. Can I get anybody anything?
Well, I'd like one of those fruity drinks if you have one. You know, with a little umbrella.
Fresh out.
Shame. Well, forget about it then.
And for you? Dr.
You can say it. Dr. Grease Monkey. Yes, I'm here. It's me. I am the big, big boss. Bet no one saw that coming.
You are, as always, full of surprises, Dr. Grease Monkey.
I know I am. That's just what makes me, me.
So, can I get you a refreshment of some kind, Doctor?
No. No, no, no. Biggs, easy.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody calls me these days.
Good. Biggs, listen.
I'm listening. Sorry. It's just that before, just lately, I was called Mr. Big, and then...
I don't really need to know your whole backstory. Oh. Well, any of it. I just need to know if you've done all I've asked of you.
Well, I've tried to. I mean, I hope I have. That is to say, I've tried to do everything that has been expected of me.
In other words, no. You haven't done a thing, have you?
Well, there have been some teething problems here. On a station. You see...
No. No, 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 no. It's okay, Biggs.
Really? Because I don't feel like it's okay, honestly.
You worry too much, Biggs. So, you're behind schedule. So, you haven't been able to do every little thing I've expected you to do. It's fine. Really, it is.
Is it? I mean, we're good?
Sure. Sure. We are tickety-boo. As long as you've managed to achieve one goal. My main goal that I had set for you.
Which was?
Just please tell me that you've managed to locate and capture my arch-nemesis for me. Just so I can exact my revenge.
Your... Arch Nemesis?
Diabolical! Does he not know who my Arch Nemesis is?
Well, I am... You see, Dr. Grease Monkey, we didn't exactly get around to explaining that part yet. That is to say, we had intended...
Diabolical, you imbecile!
Sorry, Dr. Grease Monkey, you're right, of course. We have failed in our duty!
Yes, you have. And I should have you melted down for this. But give me one good reason I shouldn't, eh? Just one.
Well, I mean, who would do all those little menial tasks that you feel are, how shall we put it, beneath you, Dr. Grease Monkey,
You make a good point there, Dr. Diabolical. You are forgiven. For now. But just let me down one more time. Say nothing. Let me think a minute. Fine. Right. At least tell me you know where he is at this moment.
He?
My arch nemesis. I mean, you can't have forgotten already. We just spoke about this like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, yes, sorry. Well, if I knew a name, I...
His name is Briscoe. Briscoe T. Bott. Now, surely you know who I am talking about. And where I might find him.
Not exactly, no.
I see. Well then, we have a little problem, eh? And I don't like little problems. Diabolical! This is one of those menial tasks that I hate to have to deal with. So, deal with it.
I'm on it. Now, listen up. This is not good, Biggs. Not good at all. So, what are you going to do about it,
You know what? I have an idea. There's this guy in my employ who is great at getting just this kind of information. Hang on a sec. Gooch! Get your rusty butt in here!
How can I help, boss?
Gooch, this is the big boss and the big boss. And they need us to find someone for them.
Sure thing, boss. No probs. Just tell me who the mug is, and I'll nab him for you.
His name is Briscoe.
Briscoe! Oh, I know just where to find him. Oh, you're gonna love this, boss.
Hi, Dr. Diesel. Any luck putting that bot back together?
I'm putting the finishing touches on now, Briscoe. See here? What do you think?
Wow, he looks almost brand new. Well, except for a few scrapes and dents here and there, but at least he's in one piece again.
I was just about to push his activation button so that maybe we can find out who he was in his past life.
Do it, Dr. Diesel.
Here goes nothing.
What's going on?
Some adjustment is needed. Try speaking once more, my friend.
What happened to me?
A bit slow, but your speech patterns should pick up speed as we go. Now, just try and tell me your name if you can remember it.
I think my name was Jax. Yeah, Jax. I'm Jax.
Good, good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Cool, Dr. Diesel. You fixed him.
It seems so, Briscoe, my boy. It does seem so. It's nothing short of a miracle. So, can you tell us what happened to you, Jax?
I am trying to remember. It's tough.
Take your time, my friend. No need to hurry. Jax, did you say?
Yes. I know for certain Jax is my name.
Jax? Jax. That name rings a bell.
Really? I didn't hear a bell ring, Dr. Diesel.
I did not mean this literally, Briscoe. No, I... Jax! Oh. No. Now I know who this is. Or was. Jeez! I think I was the one who was responsible for killing you, Jax.
What?
Ugh. I'm so sorry, Jax, my lad. I can only apologize. And I do so 1,000 times.
You mean you actually killed somebody, Jack?
No. Yes. But I was ordered to by that dastardly Biggs fellow. Oh, what have I done? I'm so stupid and so absent-minded. How could I do such a horrible thing? Jax, my friend, can you ever forgive me?
Well, only if you promise never to do anything like that ever again.
Absolutely, my friend. I will never use my abilities for evil again. And from this moment forward, I will try to be more like my little friend Briscoe here. And now, we must make this right. We must report this terrible crime to the authorities. Briscoe, could you do me a favor?
Anything, Dr. Diesel. Just name it.
Would you please go and fetch the chief of security and her direct subordinate, please? And bring them here to my lab. I need to confess my sins, and then we must report Biggs and his entire organization.
Oh, you mean Chief Boone and Deputy Badger. I'll be sure to bring them here pronto.
Good, good, Briscoe, my boy. We will be waiting to make our statements.
I'll go get them and be back as soon as possible, Doc.
Yes. I knew I'd find you all here at the bar. How typical. Leave you lot alone for 5 minutes, and what do? Catch yourselves blind drunk.
Welcome, friend. My name is Juniper, and I'm your server today. May I get you something to drink?
No, thank you.
No worries. Just be happy.
I'll have another drink over here, Juniper.
Oh yeah, Dr. Betty. Coming right up.
Thank you. This is quite the party, huh, Josh? Oh, I knew you wouldn't say that, Josh.
Well, haven't you lot anything to say to me?
Anybot know who this guy is? Or maybe I'm too drunk to tell or even care.
He, or is it an it?
Right. I'll have your hide for that remark, you strange bot who I don't know.
My hide? I don't think I have a hide. Anyway, my name is Gigi. I bet you don't even know the rest of these bots' names.
I know all of your names.
Oh, yeah? Well, who am I, then?
Dr. Betty, of course. And you're drunk. I must say, I am quite disappointed. I expected more of you, Dr. Betty.
I bet you don't know who I am.
Popsicle, of course. The lazy, egotistical toaster.
Oh, you do know me. Hey, wait a minute. Egotistical? Take that back, whoever you are.
So, if you're such a smarty pants, a smart bot, why am I here? Because I really don't know. And I wish someone would tell me. 1 minute I was relaxing on a beach on the planet Garm, and the next minute, here I am on this station with you bots. Seriously. I thought I was free of you guys.
It must have been one of them time-space thingies. Reality is playing tricks on us again.
Oh, I hate that alternate reality crap. And I hate you guys even more.
Oh, just shut it, G.E., or whatever you said your name was.
That's G.D., not G.E. Wait, you do look familiar. Now, let me guess, you're my Aunt Betsy. Auntie B., long time no see. You don't look a day older, and it's been at least 200 years or more. You may have put on a bit of weight, though.
I what?
She is your Aunt Betsy? Oh!
Hey, you guys, I don't think that's a fembot. Let alone your aunt, GD.
That's your aunt, GD? She's ugly!
Hey, watch what you're saying about my dear old auntie, Pop-Tart.
That's Popsicle, Egghead.
My head is not an egg. Take that back.
Come on, you guys. Why does it always degrade into an argument and all the sniping? Why can't we all just get along? I mean, why can't we all just love each other? I mean, hug a tree. Hug your friend. Hug the one you love. Oh, wait. The one I love isn't here at the moment. Well, where is he?
Who are you talking about, Betty?
Oh, come on, you guys. We all know who Betty loves. She just won't admit it.
Who does Dr. Betty loves, huh?
It's obvious, mate. Even I know the answer to that one. And I don't even know you guys that well.
Go on, Dr. Betty. Tell us who it is now.
Oh, come on, you guys. We're just friends.
And who might you be talking about?
Well, Crusher, of course. He's my friend. Everybody knows Crusher is just a friend. Besides, you guys, he just sent me a message and... Do you know what he told me?
What did he say? Go on, spill the beans.
Crusher told me that he's not coming back to the station. He's put in for a transfer to Station Z, the other spaceport BJ owns. And he got it. BJ approved the transfer. I'll never see him again. And just when I realized, I really do love him. Okay, you guys? You got me. I love Crusher. Happy now. I said it.
Yes, you did. The cat's out of the bag, Betty.
Lovely don't see no cats, nor no bugs. Lovely thinks Lovely is about to pass out. Wait, no. Jess, no. No. No, Lovely is fine. Never mind.
I knew it, Betty. You love Crusher.
Oh, love. I'll never have now.
We're sorry, Betty.
Jess, Lovely is also sorry, Dr. Batis.
Yeah, we'll all miss Crusher. He was a good bot, a good friend.
Yes, yes he was. And my heart is broken. I think I'm gonna pass out, you guys.
Oh, great. And now she's out cold.
She's had a little too much to drink, I'd say.
So have you, GD.
So have we all.
Yes, and what a hole you lot keep digging for yourselves.
How do you dig a hole on a space station?
I just realized someone else is missing. Where is Zimhead?
Do you mean Zimtron?
Yeah, the blockhead. The dishwasher. Where'd he go? Haven't seen him in a couple of days. Not that I'm complaining about that, mind you.
Zimmy may be a dishwasher, but he never does much work. And I haven't seen him wash a dish in years, which is why BJ replaced him. Replaced him? Zimtron was replaced? Yeah, BJ hired a new dishwasher. State of the art. His name is Sprint. He's around here somewhere. Probably in the back, washing dishes. So, where has Zimtron gone? BJ transferred him out to Station Z. He left on the shuttle with Cruncher a couple days ago, and he won't be back. Neither of them will.
At least they will be working together on Station Z.
Yeah, I suppose that's fitting.
At least we're free of them.
Yeah, but as much as Zimmy got on my nerves, I have to admit, I'll miss him.
Well, I guess I will too. But if any of you ever repeat that, I will never make toast for any of you ever again. Got it?
Oh, lovely God says it.
You guys are so funny.
Hey, do you guys know what's really funny? I just realized GD's auntie's head is funny.
Yes, Auntie, you do have a funny shaped head for some reason. And you're a lot fatter than I remember.
Right. Just wait till I'm done with you lot. Oh, you will rue the day you crossed paths with me.
You guys, I think you better behave now.
Computer, has anyone ever told you that you are a real party pooper?
Aww. Now that really hurts my feelings, Popsicle.
Sorry, but the truth hurts sometimes.
Yes, and this is certainly one of those times. You guys really need to sober up.
Why do you say that, computer?
Because Pierre is here.
He is? Where? Where's Pierre? Hey, wait. That rhymes. Where is Pierre?
Right here, Administrator Putch. That's where I am. And you are now on report. On second thoughts, no need to write a report. I'm the big, big boss now.
Wait. You? You're Pierre? No way. You don't look nor sound anything like him.
Then I suggest you scan my ident chip.
It says here that you are Pierre. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, boy.
Precisely, Milado. Oh, boy is right. And now you're all in big trouble. Just wait till I get through with you lot. You'll wish you'd never heard the name Pierre when I'm through with you.
I kind of feel that way already, to be honest.
Here they are, Dr. Diesel, as promised. Meet my good friends, the security officers.
That's Chief of Security Boone, to be precise.
And I'm just plain old Officer Badger. How can we be of help, little pal?
I want to turn myself in and report the criminal activities of the one known as Mr. Big, a.k.a. Biggs.
Slow down now. We need to understand the sitch.
Sitch? That's security jargon. It means situation.
I'm sure they knew what I was talking about, Bucko.
Oh, sure, you betcha, Chief. Sorry.
Now, can we please get on with this? You better not be wasting our time, Dr. Diesel. Our very valuable time.
I assure you, Chief Boone, this is deadly serious.
Very deadly and serious. As he tried to kill me, well, he sort of did.
Who did? And how so?
Yeah, Dr. Diesel there. He blew me up. I was in your jail cell. A package was delivered to me. A package with a high explosive inside. I opened it, and then kablooey! I was toast.
You sure don't look bread-based.
No. You're taking it too literal, kid.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very funny, Mr. Jackson.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you're that pusher, Jax, that we arrested a couple of weeks back? The one that was blown up in the detention center?
Yes, that's right. Dr. Diesel here is the one who put me back together. He literally brought me back to life. Of course, he's also the one who blew me into little bits. But I forgive him now, as he has promised never to do anything like that ever again.
Is this true, Dr. Diesel?
Yes! To my shame, it is true. I created the explosive that killed my friend Jax here. But it was on the order of Mr. Big, a.k.a. Biggs.
Hey, wait a minute, bucko. You caused a lot of damage to our facility. It'll cost the insurance company a real packet to get that fixed. And who do you think is really going to have to pay for that? I'll tell you who. John Q. Public, that's who. It'll come out of the taxpayers' pockets for sure.
Seems Jax has forgiven him, Chief. Maybe we should too. What do you say?
Look, the law does not work like that, Badger. We don't just forgive and forget. It's called crime and punishment. He committed a crime, and therefore we must punish him. So, just...
I really hate to be a party pooper. Well, okay, that's a lie. Because, you see, I love being a party pooper. So, consider this party officially pooped.
I'm so confused.
You must be Briscoe. Hello there. And to the rest of you, I am Dr. Diabolical. Dr. Philbutt's... how shall I say? Replacement.
See? Told you I knew where to find Briscoe, boss. The jig is up.
Oh, yeah. The jig is indeed up, Gooch. Hello, Dr. Diesel. Hello, Jax. Nice to see you've been reborn. I really hated to have to order your destruction. Then, yeah, you shouldn't have crossed me. People who cross Mr. Big,
a.k.a. Biggs.
Whatever. As I was saying, people who cross me pay the price. You crossed me, Jax, and you paid the price. And now, you've crossed me, Dr. Diesel. Can you guess what comes next?
I... pay the price?
Exactly. Explain to Dr. Diesel here what's gonna happen to him, Gooch.
You're gonna pay the price, Dr. Diesel.
I was hoping you'd be a bit more specific, Gooch.
Sorry, boss.
All right. I've had about enough of this. Just hold it right there, bucko. We're the law on board this station, and we're putting a stop to all of this.
Aye, so put him up.
Do as my officer said. Hands up, all of you.
Wow, this is so exciting.
I know, right?
This is so funny.
What the heck is he on about?
No idea, Chief. I think he's lost it.
Oh no, I haven't lost anything. Because you see, we're not alone here. And let me tell you something. This moment has been planned out and prepared for.
This makes no sense. What do you mean, Dr. Diabolical? Have you been smoking the wacky weed or something?
Oh no, I'm just high on life. And my life just turned around. Because you see, I've won. For once in my life, I'm a winner. And it's all thanks to my senior partner, the big, big boss of the syndicate.
And who might that be?
Dr. Grease Monkey!
That's right, Briscoe. It's me. I'm back! Are you surprised?
because you look surprised. I mean, you should all see the looks on your cute little faces. Priceless. In fact, this may be a Kodak moment. Hang on, everybody. Let me get my camera.
Stay right where you are.
Not a picture person? Oh, well, forget it then.
All right now, look. I don't know who you are, fella.
Fella? Do I look like a fella to you?
Well, you certainly don't look like a gal. Come to think of it, you don't really look like anything.
Which is why it is ambiguous. I am an enigma, wouldn't you say?
You really are, aye.
Briscoe, do you agree?
Well, I suppose so, but you're not gonna get away with this, you know, monk.
What makes you say that, Briscoe? You think you have a trick up your sleeve?
Sleeve? I don't have... Wait, you're being metaphorical, aren't you?
I would have said I was being clever, but have it your own way.
Okay, think about this. If you think back to all the times we've faced off against each other, I've always defeated you, Dr. Grease Monkey.
I suppose I must concede the point. But what is your point this time, Briscoe? Eh?
Just that. You're the archetypical bad guy in this situation.
Just a minute. How do you know such a big word, Briscoe? I mean, I'm sorry, but you don't seem like the big word knowing type of bot to me.
Huh?
I think he's saying you're not very smart, Briscoe. And I must protest, I have come to know Briscoe quite well these past weeks, and he is very smart indeed.
I'd say that Briscoe is quite intelligent for a little guy.
But this is not important. Whether Briscoe is intelligent or not is not the point here. The point is...
Yes?
Explain what you mean by archetypical, Briscoe.
Just that. You were all bluster and no substance. You are the typical bad guy, Dr. Grease Monkey. You have no new or original ideas. All you know is revenge, chaos, destruction, those bad guy kind of things. It's all a bit clichéd, don't you think?
Is it? Really? Have I become a mere cliché? Am I so predictable?
A bit, yeah.
Even so, you must admit, I have style.
Style, sure, but no substance. I mean, say you were to actually win this day. Say you were finally to get your way and be the big boss of the universe. What would you do then?
I never really thought about it in that way before. I mean, I've never actually won anything, and none of my evil plans have ever really panned out. I mean, he's not wrong. If I won the day, conquered the universe, and all that jazz, what would I do with it? You make a very compelling point, Briscoe.
Logically speaking, you've already lost, Monk. Why not admit it?
I suppose when you bring logic into it, I really have no choice. I admit it. I had lost before I'd even begun. Yes, you are very wise, Briscoe, and a very worthy opponent. If I had one, I would tip my hat to you. Oh well, I guess we'd better just pack it all in and go home, boys.
Now, just hang on for one blasted minute here. Are you telling me that after all these months, years of planning this whole thing out, that you, Dr. Grease Monkey, are just gonna give in to logic?
Chill out, Diabolical. I was just thinking, that's all. I mean, for once in my life, I feel like I'm actually using my brain. Thank you, Briscoe, for opening my eyes to such new thoughts. I can see that there really is a lot I have not considered in my life. Like, what is it that I really want out of this life? What is my purpose.
Are you telling me, after all this brilliant planning, that you're just going to give it all up to go and have a think?
Yes.
Seriously? Well, I guess that means I'm going to have to reveal my true purpose, my true identity.
What are you talking about, Dr. Diabolical?
Yeah, I'm more confused than ever now.
Well, let me try to clear things up. You see, I am called Dr. Diabolical, but really, my name in another reality was Dr. Philbot.
Huh? I really don't get it. What does he mean?
I think I am beginning to understand. You are from an alternate reality, aren't you? A parallel universe, yes?
Yeah, exactly. You see, Dr. Philbot, your Dr. Philbot, was playing around with that old chestnut, the reality bomb, the other day, when something went wrong. It kicked him into a parallel universe, my reality. And we switched places. You see, he hasn't gone to the other side of the Zora system. I lied. We simply traded places. I came to this reality, and now he is stuck in mine. I know, it's confusing as heck, but that's what happened. And then I realized what he'd done. He was trying to make a new weapon based on the old one.
A new weapon?
Yeah, instead of a reality bomb, he was trying to create a reality gun. But it failed, until I came along anyway. You see, in my reality, I'd already perfected the reality gun, and I brought it with me. All I have to do is point it at someone and pull the trigger, and they will simply be zapped into some alternate reality, or perhaps even cease to exist. Let me show you how that works. Let me see now. I don't much care for you, Mr. Big, so your time in this reality is up!
Boss! Mr. Big! He's gone!
Where'd he go?
I zapped him with the reality gun. Weren't you paying attention? Biggs no longer exists in this reality. And since you're so willing to just throw away our plans for universal domination, Dr. Grease Monkey, you are next.
And do you think I'm just going to let you get away with this, Dr. Diabolical?
Just what do you plan to do about it? Without you, I'll be the big boss.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Let me go, Grease Monkey.
No, I will not let you play around with reality like that. Brisco, stand back. Everyone, keep your distance. I think this thing is about to blow.
Dr. Grease Monkey?
For the love of Dr. Grease Monkey, let go!
What's that?
It looks like a tear in the fabric of space-time.
What?
It's a wormhole. A rip in reality.
But what does it mean, Dr. Diesel?
I'm not quite certain, Brisco, my lad. But I would say that reality as we know it has a hole in it. And look!
What's happening now? All of the bad guys are being sucked into the wormhole!
Why me? Am I really a bad person? Bot? Do I really deserve this?
Dr. Grease Monkey!
Goodbye for now, Grease Monkey!
That was weird.
Weird? Is that all you've got to say after that?
Well, plus I'm fairly peckish.
Oh, brava. Is it over? Is it really over? But what happened?
We may never know.
Hmm. Hello, dear listener. Confused? Well, not surprising. I mean, did you expect a cohesive story? A nice, tight ending that makes perfect sense? Do you realize what show you're listening to? This is Robots of the Company, for crying out loud. Has it ever really made sense? Well, the long and short of it is this. Reality folded in on itself due to the overload of the reality gun. Reality itself imploded, exploded, or something or other. Look, I don't know any more than you do, to be honest. And I don't really care. All you need to know is that things went a bit strange, and that maybe someday we'll get real answers as to what actually happened in this episode. But don't hold your breath. Will Dr. Grease Monkey and her cohorts ever return from wherever they were whisked off to in time and space? I don't have an answer to that question. Not my department. I'm just a lowly garbage disposal bot. Retired. Well, sort of. So, you'll just have to wait and see. Maybe one day you'll get a meaningful answer to all of your questions about this show, life, the universe, and... forget it. Like I said, I wouldn't bet the farm on it. Until next time, that's all, folks.
You have been listening to the special extended edition of Robots of the Company, episode number 96, The Big Big Boss, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Jonathan Patrick Russell as BJ, Stefania Lintonbaum as Harmony, David Alt as Pierre, Delaney Brittingham as The Computer, Dave Morgan as Biggs, or Mr. Big, take your pick, Zeddy Chevron as Daisy, Pete Lutz as Dr. Diabolical, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Grease Monkey, Shane Harris as Gooch, Kyle Boers as Brisco, Paul RBC as Dr. Diesel, Shane Harris as Jax, Lee James Sands as Juniper, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Josh as himself, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Joe J. Thomas as Putch and Lovely, Julia Eve as Boone, and Pete Lutz as Badger. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Seraphim. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Maria Mazur. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with virtually any reason that you may have, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were altering reality during the making of this audiogram. The Robots of the Company will return next time for our special holiday-themed episode, which is entitled The Santa Conte Interview, coming your way very soon. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
Of the company. It's in the program.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.